From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a victory over the Islamic State in Iraq. Iraq's government has pronounced the provincial capital of Ramadi liberated of Islamic State fighters, ending an offensive that began in mid-November and representing Baghdad's most significant victory over the IS group since the militant group came on the scene in force 18 months ago. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Monday commended Iraq for its U.S.-backed victory.
While there's still clearly a lot of work to be done to reclaim all of Ramadi and the remaining portions of Ramadi and fully secure the city, and while these operations will take time, Iraqi forces' gains in the city are dealing a significant blow to ISIL and exemplify the capability of Iraqi security forces and the effect of coalition air power when working in conjunction with skilled partners on the ground.
Iraqi officials say they are focused on wiping out pockets of resistance and clearing the city and its surroundings of mines and booby traps. IS fighters captured Ramadi in May. In northern Nigeria, the horrific death toll in insurgent attacks continues, with dozens more killed, perhaps as many as 80, and scores wounded in separate attacks blamed on the Boko Haram militant group. In and near the Borno State capital, Maiduguri, early Monday, many were killed in shootings and blasts. A twin suicide attack killed at least 30 more in a busy marketplace in the town of Madagali, about 150 kilometers to the southeast in Adamawa State. The attacks are viewed by some analysts as a setback for President Muhammadu Buhari, elected in May, on a promise of eliminating the Boko Haram threat. An army counteroffensive this year has recaptured most territory held by the group, which has resorted to hit-and-run attacks on other targets. This is VOA News. A Russian vessel carrying more than 11,000 kilograms of low-enriched uranium left Iran for Russia Monday, part of the international nuclear agreement reached in July with Tehran. It's a development that's been hailed by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry as a significant step toward full implementation. Regional analyst Ian Lustig at the University of Pennsylvania says he's not surprised by this development.
The Iranians are fully committed to abiding by the details of this agreement with respect to the nuclear materials. This agreement is not linked to anything else. It was an agreement just about the nuclear capacity, and the Iranians have exploited that fact by honoring the terms of it so as to relieve them of the sanctions and not having to put anything else on the table in the way of political or military cooperation.
Iran is also obligated to remove thousands of centrifuges used to enrich uranium and redesigning a heavy water reactor so it cannot be used to produce weapons-grade plutonium. The U.S. is lauding an agreement between South Korea and Japan that a senior U.S. official says could pave the way for enhanced cooperation on regional threats such as North Korea's nuclear program. Monday, the two U.S. allies announced a settlement of a decades-long dispute over comfort women, women forced to work as prostitutes for the Japanese military during Japan's occupation of the Korean Peninsula. A new national poll suggests the highest number of Americans are dissatisfied with their government's anti-terrorism efforts than at any time since the 2001 terrorist attacks. Fully 40% of those surveyed by the cable news channel CNN and the Opinion Research Center believe the terrorists are winning the war. Northeastern University's Max Abrams says such a finding is not uncommon.
And the reason why people often conclude that terrorists are winning is because almost regardless of what the outcome of the violence happens to be, observers conclude that that's exactly what the terrorists wanted to happen.
Coming just weeks after the Paris and California attacks, the survey finds three-quarters of Americans critical of the Obama administration's anti-terror efforts. Authorities in Burkina Faso have arrested some 20 soldiers for their alleged involvement in plotting to free a prominent general from prison who stands accused of staging a coup. The short-lived coup in September by the presidential guard, led by General Gilbert Diendera, took transitional leaders captive. The West African country of Guinea is being declared Ebola-free Tuesday, leaving just Liberia still counting down the days to achieve the goal of ending the epidemic. The virus killed more than 2,500 in Guinea. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.